This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. U.S. President Donald Trump says he's confident of beating a multi-state lawsuit challenging his emergency declaration to pay for the southern border wall. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Some 16 states are suing, calling the declaration unconstitutional. The president says he figured legal action was coming and predicts he'll beat it.
We have absolute right to do that. I have an absolute right to call national security. We need strong borders.
But Democrats say it's executive overreach and want Republicans to stand with them against what House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls a brazen assault on the Constitution. A top advisor here has said the president's prepared to issue his first veto if Congress votes to disapprove of the declaration. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Trump administration said Tuesday it plans to cancel $929 million awarded to California's high-speed rail project and wants the state to return an additional $2.5 billion it's already spent. Governor Gavin Newsom vowed a fight to keep the money and said it was in response to California again suing the administration, this time over the emergency declaration to pay for a wall. Former acting FBI chief Andrew McCabe says top congressional leaders did not object in 2017 when he told them the agency had opened a counterintelligence investigation of President Trump on the suspicion that he might have ties to Russia. McCabe told NBC News on Tuesday he informed eight key lawmakers, including the top two Republicans, shortly after he opened the probe. A federal judge has ordered longtime Trump confidant Roger Stone to appear in court Thursday to consider whether to revoke his bail after he posted a controversial picture on Instagram. Stone posted a photo of Judge Amy Berman Jackson Monday with what appeared to be crosshairs near her head. He said it was misinterpreted and dismissed any suggestion he was trying to threaten her. Stone has pleaded guilty to lying to Congress, witness tampering, and more. This is VOA News. President Trump said Tuesday he wants to see North Korea eventually give up its nuclear weapons program, but adds he's not in any rush because U.S. relations with Pyongyang are good going into next week's summit in Vietnam.
I'd just like to see ultimately denuclearization of North Korea. I think we will see that ultimately. I have no pressing time schedule.
He said his second meeting with Kim Jong-un would be very exciting, but did not disclose what he hoped would be achieved. A new congressional report says senior White House officials pushed a project to share nuclear power technology with Saudi Arabia despite the objections of ethics and national security officials. AP correspondent Chad Day has more.
Right now, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have expressed concerns that transferring nuclear power to Saudi Arabia without the proper safeguards in place could lead to them weaponizing the material and having another nuclear power in the Middle East.
That's AP correspondent Chad Day. The Democratic-led House Oversight Committee opened an investigation Tuesday into the claims. The U.S. Embassy in Haiti has confirmed the arrest of U.S. citizens and told VOA's Creole service it's seeking consular access for them as soon as possible. In an interview Monday, the Haitian National Police spokesman said the men were arrested during a routine check Sunday, and a Haitian national, two Serbs, and five Americans were among the detained. He said police found assault rifles and pistols in three vehicles. President Trump signed a directive Tuesday to outline the establishment of the Space Force as the newest branch of the military. Vice President Mike Pence spoke to reporters about it.
America is leading in space once again. But in this respect, the president is calling on the Department of Defense to fashion what we have literally been working on for months, consulting with members of Congress and military experts.
If approved by Congress, the Space Force would be part of the Air Force, just as the Marine Corps is part of the Navy. Last week, the Defense Intelligence Agency released a report that found China and Russia have taken steps to challenge the United States in space by developing weaponized satellites, energy weapons, and surveillance networks. U.S.-led coalition forces are warning the last remaining Islamic State fighters in Syria to surrender or die. Dozens of trucks appeared on the outskirts of the village of Baghouz Tuesday to help remove any ISIS fighters who decide to give up along with their families. U.S. and Kurdish-led forces said they will attack after evacuating civilians. But U.N. human rights officials said they are concerned about the estimated 200 families holed up there. They said IS fighters are actively preventing women and children from leaving. The Trump administration wants European countries to take back their fighters who fled home to join the militants. Get all of your day's news on VOAnews.com. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.